Today we're going to try to understand Machlokes Abaye and Rava, which is the site of the next flat and a half. Abaye and Rava both are talking about a case different than the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking where one Shochin already had a bar, and now the second Shochin is coming to put up a bar. And there the Gemara says, what would be the din? L'chatchila, before anybody had a bar, for one person to go and dig a bar, samach l'meitzah shochaveiroi, mamish next to his meitzah. So we have two l'shaynis in the Gemara. In both l'shaynis, Abaye is the one who says you could be saimech, and Rava says you can't. You cannot, but my difference is which type of field they're arguing about and what type of a field they're not arguing about. So in order to be able to have a Havana into what the Machlokes is about and what the Svaras are, the first thing we need is to make sure we know exactly what the Machlokes is. What is the Machlokes? Where are the cases that they argue? So I'd like to do is just sketch briefly their Machlokes. We have like the Lishna Kama. The Lishna Kama Rava holds, it can never be Saibach. Zero, it can never be Saibach. And Abaye is the one who holds that Yitaka can't be Saibach by us, by a field that's a Suyah of us. But it's mutter to be Saibach by a Suyah of us. That's the first lashon. Second lashon, which is Basra. So here, what Abaye holds here, Rava holds in the second lashon. Rava, the second lashon, holds that it's aser when it's not when it's asir labayrais, and he holds that it's the same thing, that it's mutar bayin asir labayrais. Rava, the second lashon, is the same as Abaye in the first lashon. Because in the first lashon, Abaye is the one who's mechalik, and the second lashon, Rav is the one who's mechalik. So Rav and the second lashon is the same. Does that mean it's the same svara? Yeah, maybe not. So I have to figure it out. But certainly makes it easier because it's possible that it's all the same sheet. And then you have Abaye in the second lashon. Abaye in the second lashon just says it's always mutar this much. Period. Everything's mutar. That's sketched out basically in a nutshell the so-called four sheetahs, which are really maybe three sheetahs in our Gemara, which we're going to try to understand each of their sheetahs, what each one holds. The Gemara helps us along a little bit because the Gemara says the reasons, and each one In each lashon, in the first lashon, in the first lashon, it says Rava Amar Eina Saimech Ki Echad Da'atim Lacht V'Chafarta Anan Na'amim Lam Lachta V'Chafarta. That just like you're doing it, I'm going to do it. It's the same thing. And the Ikad Yamri, it also explains Rava's reason. It says Rava's reason is because Be'inna the Tacha Amalei Kamar V'Mara the Kamach is Kamar V'Slo La'aroi. So Gemara says reasons, which we're going to have to work on to try to understand the reasons. I'd like to do today is not get into the Dakistika Chilukim, and there are Dakistika Chilukim between the Sheetahs, but like I said yesterday, today I just want to be Mesader as best we could what are the main points of these four Madiyam. Let's start with Abaye. Abaye says, in general, that he's makel that you could be Simach. According to the second Lashon, you could always be Simach. According to the first Lashon, you can be Simach at least by Asad Shein Asui Lubayis. As I said yesterday, Abaye really holds two Chidushim. There are two chidushim nichlal and Abaye. Chidush number one is that I'm allowed to dig a bar by the boundary. I can go right up to the Meitzar and dig my bar. That I'm allowed to do it in the first place. That's Chiddush number one. And the Chiddush number two is, okay, the first, you really understand that Abaya. At the time I'm doing it, I'm not mazik you. So I'm digging a bar. I'm not causing you any hezek right now. So I'm allowed to dig it right now. But what's going to happen later down the road? When you do want to dig a bar on your side, and you tell me, okay, till now I was a nice guy, I let you be there because you weren't mazik me. Now you're being mazik me. So Abaya holds a second chiddush that even later, once he put his bar next to the other person's field, he could keep it there. Even though the other person now needs the area, needs his side of the Meitzar. So I would call it, his first shita is that you have rishus to dig the bar. And the second chiddush of Abaya is that you have a schus to keep the bar there. Okay, that you have rishus to do it in the first place. And you have a schus that once you did it, you're allowed to keep it there going forward, even though the other person now needs it. That's Abaya. Now, it definitely needs a hezbo. That you have rishus to do it when it's not mazik me, I can hear in Svara. I can hear it. Why does it bother you? I'm doing it. It's not bothering you. But you get a schus. You get a schus to be able to stay there. That nekuda is a tremendous chiddush like Abaya. And I'll explain to you, because what comes out, if you have here a meitzar between two fields, and the first person puts his bar right over here, we're saying that a bar between two bars really needs six tefach. We said on the top of the yomid that when a person digs a bar, he has to be marchit three tefachim from, not from bar shochavera, from kaisel bar. That means the kaisel bar is three tefachim around. So when you have two bairis, each bar has three tefachim around it, which means between the two bairis is actually six tefachim between two bairis. If so, what comes out of here? This first shachin is putting a bar over here. Now, his kaisel bairi, I have to tell you, kaisel bairi does not mean he puts in bricks or cement as a kaisel. It means when you dig a bar, the earth around it is the kaisel of the bar. The regular karka ilam of the world, the globe of the earth. That's the kaisel bar. So put that, when someone digs a bar next to me, he's really getting, if you draw an imaginary line, around the bar, the kaisel of his bar is the earth all around, which goes into the other field. That's his three tefachim. That's his three tefachim. And Abaya holds that you have rishus to do that.
Can't do anything with it.
He can't do anything with it, but he's getting a benefit from holding up his bar. What? So maybe I'll send him his alechasim. Maybe it's all sent ahead. I think the receiver says such a thing. But it's all sent ahead and it's all
with us.
Again, second choice. I'm benefiting. Well, if he's going to lie and say that it goes further, we'll have to be done. Abaya is saying two things. He's saying you have rishus to do it in the first place, and once you do it, you have a schus. Now, the rishus to do it is the first thing that you said. The rishus to do it. How can I do it? I'm benefiting from you. Some of the terrace is that it's not mazik you. It's either it's straight and out of his alechasim. Well, like you said, Ramesh said, I plant a tree. I eat yainik under the ground from your character. So what? That's part of the way Shechem are. So I dig it here. I'm not actually putting a fence around this. It's just, long this, that's what's happening. Okay, so that That's a bias first kiddush. Whatever shows to do it. Again, svara, I hear it. Doesn't. I don't think it requires a lot of splitting hairs. The svara is that you're not losing anything, so I can do it. Look at that. Now the next neighbor comes. He wants to dig a bar. What we're saying now in our Gemara, the Chayim, we're saying like Abaya, this neighbor's coming to dig a bar. He says, move it. Abaya says, no. Not only does he have a shus to put it there, once it's there, he has a shus to keep it there. So the neighbor comes. The neighbor has to dig his bar in a way that his three tefachim are not going to intrude on the other three tefachim. Because you need six tefachim between two bars. What? The question is, why can't he share the same three tefachim? Taisus says, the Taisus Dima Masal Abaya, that Tzarechu Laharchik Kol Shisha HaTefachim. Kol Shisha Tefachim. That the second person has to be marked the whole six tefachim from the other person. Now this is a chiddush also in Abaya, the second chiddush. That he has to be marked six. Why can't he say, I'll use the same three tefachim as a wall? I've not enough room. So you'll be marked. I only need three tefachim for my wall. So Taisus says that Abaya's second chiddush is that your marchik, a total of six tefachim, the person who came second, has a loss. Has a loss, he has the marchik six tefachim. Now, that's a tremendous chiddush, Abaya's second chiddush. You see the difference? The first chiddush that he could do it when there's nothing on the other side. Okay. The second chiddush is mamish b'payil mafsid me. Not only is mafsid me, but he's getting three tefachim. His kaisel bar is my three tefachim. So Abaya's second nekuda is a very big chiddush. Whether you learn Abaya's talking about asul abayris, any asul abayris, either way, it's a very big chiddush. So zaktik tzais. And it's the way in the Chiddush of Shmuel is Nazbe the Ktzais, that Abaya holds of a concept of Schus Kedima by Shechem. Schus Kedima means whoever comes first gets it. Abaya holds that when you have neighbors and there's a Hishtamshus that has potential to be a conflict between the two neighbors. So whoever comes first has a schus of kedima to go first. It's called a schus kedima l'rishayin. This is the lashon of Rav Shmuel. And that's the svara of Abaya, why Abaya holds that once the first person comes, he gets that schus. You can start clarifying what's the svara for schus kedima. Svara, you really could start clarifying about it. I mean, I understand sometimes neighbors have to have schus kedima. And if you have two neighbors and there's one parking place between the two houses, so how are they going to use it? So they'll go schus kedima. Whoever comes uses it, and the other person has to look. The other person comes, he uses it whenever it's empty. In certain cases, it's easy to understand schus kedima. What's the svara here for Abaya? That we leave for next week. Because it will confuse us, and we'll say one way, maybe it's this way, maybe that way. It could be many ways. But to start, what is Abaya's shita? What is the shita, the kayach echidish of Abaya, in his shita that he holds Saimech? Is he holds, is a schus kedima to the first person. That's Abaya's shita. Let's go back to the four shitas. So Abaya, the bottom line, it's easy. Abaya says everything's mutter. He holds schus kedima across the board, and period. This is schus kedima, and therefore it's good. What about the second line, the Mishnah Kama of Abaya? How do you explain that? How would you explain the second line? He holds you have schus kedima, but. Schus kedima, but. happens. How do you understand it? Abaya in the Mishnah Kama says, you have Schus Kedima, but it's not Osei L'Bairis. A field that's made for Bairis, there's no Schus Kedima. So, why? So here already, and you can use your understanding, it could well be, he says that when it's Osei L'Bairis, there's no Kedima, everybody's making Bairis. He didn't get to it yet, he didn't get to it. But what do you mean Kedima first? This is a field where everyone makes virus in such a field. There's no such thing as Kedima in Asila virus. But everybody plants the use of a virus, just didn't get around to it. By Ain Asila virus, where there's no reason to think the other person will do it, so then this was Kedima applied. So this is Abayas Svara, the two Shitas, the two Lashinas, all tied to this concept of first come, first served, this was Kedima. That's the way we're going to deal with Abaya, and hopefully it'll work smoothly throughout the circuit. Now we come to Rava. Now Rava is the most discussed Shita because we passed on like Rava. If you look in the Paiskim, they're all talking about Rava. And we passed on like which Rava? That's the rule. Right, we have two Lashitas in the Gemara. So we passed on like the second Rava. So we pass in like Rava in the Lishna Basra. And here, I have to tell you something that I hope you'll understand, is the main nekuda of this sugya as it's discussed by the Rishayim. Rava says, Ein Saib. Rava says, you can't go and do it. Now, it's true, Rava says it only by Asada HaAsula Bairis and HaChayne HaAsula Bairis, but because it's confusing every time to talk and say, Asula Bairis, Ein Asula Bairis, you know, we're going to lose our conversation. So, I mean, we're going to talk about Rava holds Ein HaSaymech, we'll plug it into what type of thing. But Rava says, Ein HaSaymech, you can't come. You can't come. Why can't I be Saimach? I want to come and dig a bar next to your field. And you're telling me I can't do it. I'm telling you, what does it bother you? I'm not stepping into your field. I'm in my field, digging a bar in my field, not causing you any damage. What is the reason that you don't want me to do it? Right now, the shas I'm doing it, There's no damage to you. Why don't you want me to do it right now? That needs Hesber, according to Rava. And there are two shittas in the Rishayim and how to answer it. From that comes out the whole two mahalchim in everything. In order to understand Rava, we have to look into the Gemara. We'll skip the first two Toshmas. We never will get to them. The Toshma on the bottom line. What's the Toshma on the bottom line? Machikin es hagefes, es hazevel, es hamelef, es hasid, es haslam, mikaisel shachaveri gimot fachim. Either oisad besid, or visad besid, tamadika kaisel, haleka kaisel, saimut. We're talking now, what's the case? You don't have a wall yet. I want to put gefes and zevel on my ground, at the boundary of our joint rishis. Rava is saying that I have a raya from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Abaye is saying, let's see, I have a raya from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to do it if there's a kaisel. If there's no kaisel, I says you're allowed to do it. So Shvara Rava. Shvara Rava. Comes along the bottom Taisvis. And look at Taisvis Kasha. Pirish, Vakasha La Rava. The Tema. My Kasha. Hacha Vadei Mutal Lismaich, Veshein Kaisel. Shein Mazeklum. Ukashiyich Boizel, Asis Kaisel, Yasir as Agathis. When we learned the Mishnah Chafei, I learned this Taisvis with him. What is Taisvis saying? What is Tosis saying? Tosis is saying, Rava agrees you're allowed to be Simach. Rava agrees you're allowed to be Simach. The only time Rava holds you're not allowed to be Simach is if you're being Mazik at that moment that you're Simach. The only time Rava asks is if there's a Hezek B'Shas Maisa. What kind of Hezek? When I dig a bar, what Hezek? Teretz is Komara V'Mara Marpi Leilara. When I dig a bar, I'm doing something to your earth. I'm softening it. Just right now, you don't care because you don't have a bar. But I'm doing something to you. I'm doing something to you. Since I'm doing something to you, that's why it's awesome. By Gefes, why is it Aser? So Tais says V'yesh Leiman. Dachinami Mekalkon Esakarka V'yazav V'kais L'Kshivana. Says Gefes starts to be Mazik the Karka Miyad, immediately. That's the only reason it's also according to Rava. That's Tais Shita. It's only Aser because the Hezek starts immediately. But the Chiddush Atzum comes out, probably in 90% of the cases, like Tosfos, I'm allowed to be Simach. Let's say, talk about a case that we discussed in the last parak. I have a house, and you have the property, you buy the property next to me, it's an empty property. I want, on my chatzah, I don't want to build a wall, or I want to open a window that looks into your property. Am I allowed to open a window that looks into your property? You don't want me to, because you plan to build a house, and then I'm going to have a window looking out in your property. You don't want me to. So think, what's a din? What's a din? Somebody comes to Isser Shiloh. I have a house, my neighbor's property is empty, and I want to open a window out to look into his chatzah. And he's telling me that he's going to build a house, not mazik him. So at first glance, you would say, oh, that's a machlokes, a bayin rava. Isn't that what? Before this tosfos, you would say, a bayin rava arguing if you're allowed to open a window out into someone else's empty lot. Right? That's a bayin rava's arguing. Could you be some or can't you be some? Comes along tosfos. Tosfos says, no, not true. Abayin Rav, I'm not arguing in that case. In that case, everyone holds its mutter. Rav, not only Tosfos says, Vadai mutter lismaich. Avadif, you're not doing any hezek now? Vadai mutter lismaich. There's no shailat mutter. The only time Rav answers is if right now I'm doing something to your property. When am I doing something to your property? The Gemara says Rava only holds its asur, but right now I'm damaging you, because right now I'm digging, it's softening your earth. Well, I'm putting gefes, right now it starts to soften up your earth on your side. And it's the only time it's asur, like Tosfos. The only time. Otherwise, Tosfos holds there's no issur. So Tosfos changes Rava, a dramatic change in Rava. We're going to have to see every raya is going to have to fit to Tosfos. That immediately it's a hezek. So when Rava says Aser, it's only when there's a hezek that starts Miyad. If the hezek doesn't start Miyad, it's not Aser. This is the Chiddush of Tosfos. That this Rava Oyser is only where the Hezek starts right away. This is Taisa Shita, Muki Aisa Shita. It appears to be the Rosh Shita. We'll leave for later exactly what the Rosh holds, but if you read the Rosh here, which you should learn the first Simon in the Rosh, he appears to hold this way. The Rosh brings, and Muki Aisa as well, they bring Rabbeinu Yaina, who says a second Shad in Rava. Rabbeinu Yaina has a whole different shot in Rava. Zak Rabbeinu Yaina. Rava Shita is Einai Saimech. Why Einai Saimech? You know why? Because if you're going to be Soimech and you're going to stay there 3 years, after 3 years you'll have a chazaka and you'll be able to taina and win in Beis Din that area is yours. If you want, you can lie and say you bought it, but say you yashed it, and Beis Din will give it to you. You'll have a chazaka of 3 years. So Rabbeinu Yonah says that the reason that you're not allowed to do it is because after 3 years you'll be able to tie in the chazaka. A whole different shot of rubber. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, it doesn't matter if it starts to be mazik right away, it doesn't start to be mazik right away. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, Rav is talking in all cases. Rav is like any time one neighbor wants to take benefit from his neighbor's rishus, Rav holds ainah saibah. All cases. Because in every single case, if he does it for 3 years, he'll get a chazaka. Unless we could think of an exception, a case where you don't get a chazaka after 3 years. But typically, in all cases, Rabbeinu Yonah holds that this is Rav Shita. So Rabbeinu Yonah has a case, which again is in the Rosh and in Luki Yosef. Somebody wants to open up a window to his neighbor's lot, his neighbor's empty lot. And he wants to know, could he do it? He wants to open it to the lot. And we pass like Rav. Like Rav, like the pastor. We pass him like Rav. Somebody wants to open a window to the neighbor's lot. So for Rabbeinu Yonah, awesome. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to because I'm afraid. 3 years will pass. And then the neighbor will build his house. And the neighbor will say, close your window. And you'll say, I have a chazaka. I bought from you the window rights, the air rights. You know what's going to happen? If I open up a window into over your empty lot, and 3 years later I lie and I say, I've paid for the rights, not only are you going to lose that I could look into your rishus, but when you're going to build a house, you're going to have to leave me the light. I bought from you the right to have a window. You're going to have to be marchik for my window in your own rishus. Because once I have a chazaka, I can say, I bought the rights. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, across the board, Rava asers, no matter what, Shema Yazik Chavera Shalai Kedin. The other person will be there for 3 years, Shalai Kedin, the other person will win in Dintayr. So Mimela, he has no right to do it in the first place. If he did it, he has to do the salad. There's no right to stay there and to do it. So we have now a machlaikis in Rava. So we have two shitas in Rava. And basically, whenever we're going to discuss Rava shita, so we're going to have two ways. Either Rabbeinu Yonah, that the reason for the yisur is Sheva Yazik. And then it's going on all cases. That's Rabbeinu Yonah shita. It's going on all cases. And we have places that with the ISIS and hold that it's because it's magic beyond. Because it's magic beyond, so it's only certain cases. It's only the cases that we have in the Gemara. Where when I dig, Gomorrah, we loosens up your earth right away. Or when I put the Gefes, the Zevel, it right away affects your land. Even though right now you don't care, because you didn't dig yet. You didn't build the wall yet. But only in those cases does Tysus hold that there's a din of Rava that ain't a Sinach, that he can't be Sinach right now. Now, Gemina is the case of the Chaloyin, Gabi Chorvasa Shachadei, right? I want to open the window onto the empty lot of my Chaver, whether I'm allowed to do it or not. And like I said, you look in the Rosh, you look in the Luki Yosef, that's the case that they talk about. Rabbeinu Yonah Paskin, then it's Aser. And the Rosh says it's not true, that it's Mutter. You can open a window for Basir Shalchemei. So this is, I can say, the basics.
When we,
according to the Rush, when he's going to build a house, he has to close it up, right? The Rush will hold. Then when the other person builds the house, then he has to, then he talk has to close it up. And so it comes out Rava basically is Maida to Abaya in these cases where it doesn't cause the damage right away. That's what we're saying. Rava is masking to Abaya in these cases. Now, okay, good. So the question is, how does Tosis learn the second lashon? Very good in the first lashon. Rava holds in the first lashon that it's always awesome because I'm being mazik you as I did. What about in the second lashon? In the second lashon, like Rava, if it's ena asuya labayis, I'm allowed to dig. If it's not normal to dig virus, I'm allowed to dig. I, b'shas, I dig, I'm being mazik you. So it should be awesome for me to dig. That's why is that mutter? So the way we understand, neither the Rosh nor Ben Yaina is masber like the first Rosh, because there it's halacha say for the Rosh. He brings the second. He is bringing the second Rosh. So it should link in the lashon of the Rosh. Why? But I think the reason is like the Rosh. Again, we have to answer your question like the Rosh and like Ben Yaina. Why they ain't a Surah virus? Why is it mutter? The answer is, according to Ratisis and the Rosh, it's only Yasser if when I dig, right now I'm being masakut. By a Sada that's Osu Labairis, right now I'm being masakut. Because right now I'm loosening your ground. Who cares about loose ground? I don't care. Nobody cares. Yasada Osu Labairis, it's a hazard. And it's not the she'eni asula virus. It's not a hazard. And I'll give you an explanation. When we learned Bava Kama, we learned in the Mishnah, in the sixth parak, that if I damage your field, how much do I have to pay you? So we said, let's say your fruit is in the middle of growing, your wheat is in the middle of growing, and my animal damages. What do? We look how much was the field worth before and how much is the field worth afterwards. And the difference I have to pay. Right? That's the normal way of shutting up damage to property is the property value. So let me ask you. If I have a field that it's normal to dig virus in, now I'm putting it up for sale. I have a normal field, it's an acre of land, and it's normal to plant and have virus in the field to water the field. It's worth a certain amount of money. Okay? Say an acre in this area, an acre of land is worth $100,000. The same acre of land that's Osula virus, if my neighbor already dug virus at the edge, and I now am limited in what I could do. If you're going to hold that kabai, my neighbor dug. Now, if I dig, I have to be marchik vav tfachim. Is the value of my field the same? The value of my field just went down. Because since it's a sada osi labayreis, the people that come to buy this field are going to want, the typical customer is going to want to dig virus. So I suffer a hezek. When you go and you dig, I suffer a hezek because the value of my field went down. So there's a certain damage that was done to the field. By a sada she'ino yasi labayris, if the field is not made labayris, I have a field. It's normal to build houses. Houses don't need virus. Virus, she said, virus is for irrigating the crops. Here I'm going to put a house. Now my neighbor put a bar. Is that going to change the value of my property? It won't. In a normal case, it won't. Because this is not a field, a sada asila virus. It's a sada sheni asila virus. So in this property, it's not mazik. So Rav is very geschmack. Rava says it's only Osir if you're mazik right away. So if you're mazik right away, that's a sada asila virus. You're mazik immediately. But sada sheni asila virus, there's no hezik. Later, if I change my mind and I say I want to dig a bar, so now I'm suffering a damage later. But there's no hezik b'shas ma'isa. When there's no hezik b'shas ma'isa at all, so then Rava is ma'ida tabaya. Then when there's no hezik b'shas ma'isa, so Rava is ma'ida tabaya. It can be said because there's no hezik. So Taisus is saying that the ik and the kuda is if there's a hezik b'shas ma'isa. That's his bottom Taisus. We didn't get to explaining the re. And Rabbeinu Yaina, I think the Ramban holds like Rabbeinu Yaina as well. The Ramban is a long Ramban, it's the end of the sugya. We'll have to see. But certainly we have Taisa and Muki Yosef on one side, and the Rabbeinu Yaina on the other, who argue on Pshat here in the Mishnah. In the Machlaikis, Abai Avraham. Now, Sunday we have to come back. We're going to still talk Sunday for sure, maybe Monday, about this Machlaikis. You have to realize we have four shittas, it turns out. The way we learn today, when you're chazi, you'll see the second and third line, which when I wrote it on the board, I told you could be the same shita. The way we're coming out now is not the same shita. Abaya shita has to do with Schus Kedima Larishin. And Rava shita has to do with either Rabbeinu Yainis Cheshbin or Taisus and the Muki Yaisis Cheshbin. Not the same shita. So it comes out we have four lines, so to speak. Four svaras to understand. The two Abaya svaras are very similar. The two Ravas are very similar. Well, we're going to spend most of our kayach is understanding Rava like the Lishna Basra. What we still have to do is know how Taisus is going to answer Rabbeinu Yaina's taina. Rabbeinu Yaina taina is that after 3 years he'll have a chazaka. Taisus doesn't care about that. What would you say, Bashkofer Ishaina, those who learned Cheskos Abatim? Why is it a taina? You're going to open up a window over my churba. 3 years later, you'll come with a chazaka. What's the answer to that? What? Why? What? Chosar bought it. He'll come and he'll say, I bought the air rights. All right, I have a window. And you didn't say anything for 3 years. So l'chayra, the answer is, you'll make a machal. We had in Daf Lamed Hay that if I have a field and you're my sharecropper, you're my oris. So the Gemara said every 3 years I should make a machal. Because you're working in the field, you're gathering the crops. After 3 years, you bring witnesses and say it's yours. So the Gemara said every 3 years I make a machal. It's not a normal machal. I'm not making a machal and saying, get out of here, you don't belong here. I'm saying you do belong here. But I just want to announce to the world, the reason you're here is because you're an Aris. And that's why you have a right to be here. Well, because it's the same look, that's why you have a right to be here. Some reason why you have a right to be here. I make a macha just to announce to the world to stop a chazak. L'chayra, that's the way we should answer Rabbeinu Yaina. The Rosh doesn't say what you say. L'chayra, that's what we should say. But if you look in the Rosh, he says a different svara. So Sunday we'll come back to the Rosh and Mukhi Yosef and understanding this machlokes.